So there you have it, just a little bit of a preview, a reminder, I guess I should say, of what the past year was like. And I always like to do that, remind us where we've been and then where we're going. And so I appreciate that. So today, unfortunately, because of changes we've tried to make this week, people are going to listen this morning. They're not going to be able to see this morning. And that's just the sermon part. So just pray for us. We're working through technology. Everybody, when they come on Sunday, you should get up and pray for one thing, that technology works. That would be wonderful. Just start your morning, Sunday mornings with that, and we would really, really appreciate it. So this new year, okay? I need to remind everybody, because I forget, and if I forget, we probably all forget, because I have in front of me all the time. Remember who we are here for. We are here for the nuns, the duns, and the undones. We've been saying that now for a couple years. For people with no faith, who the last year has been a moment where they might have considered faith for the first time because of everything going on. The duns, these are people who have left, who have abandoned. By the way, they think this year has been the worst year for that. I was listening to a podcast recently, a guy I listened to, and a few of my pastor friends were talking about it, and we all agree it's the most depressing one we ever heard. And it's because they were trying to tell us what they think is going to happen. They think, and I hope they're wrong, but they think that 20% of people who were in church before March and everything hit, 20% are gone. 20% are gone, never to return, at least for the time being. And that's not even they're watching online, they're connected some way. That is just 20% just gone. And there were all these statistics, and I'm like, this is depressing, okay? And it just reminds us, we're here for the nuns, the duns, and unduns. And sometimes in our own midst, we have people who are done because of situations and things that happen in their life. And we need to be aware of that. So we need to be praying for those people and encouraging those people where they are. And then the undones. And I'll talk about that a little bit more, because I think a ministry we were able to be a part of this year and partner with is for people who are undone. And we ought to be looking for those opportunities to help those people and serve those people and lead those people to Jesus. So first, a look back, okay? Now, I know there is this tendency, because I have it too, like New Year's Eve hit, did any of you go, thank goodness this stupid year's over, right? You just want to take all the 2020 calendars and rip them in half and run them through a shredder and hope we never experience that. Now, that's one way of doing it, okay? However, 2020 was not just a waste. It wasn't a waste, because nothing is wasted in the hands of our Redeemer God. Nothing's wasted. And sometimes I forget that. You might forget that as well. So I just want to talk about some things that did happen this past year. So when all this hit, one of the things we were trying to do was pay down debt, and I'll get you those statistics here in a moment, but we're like, is that going to happen? Is that going to happen? Yes, it happened in great ways, and we were able to do a lot of reduction, and we'll talk about that in a moment. So that was a great thing that happened this year. We were introduced to two new mission fields as a church, okay? One of them being Heal House. That just kind of was an opportunity that opened up around Memorial Day weekend. And my goodness, in the middle of summer, we're in the midst of that. And that is continuing. That was just not even on the horizon. Didn't know it was coming. Didn't know it was something we were going to be a part of. The other one is online church, online ministry that we've, again, no plans, okay? There wasn't a single elders meeting that we ever had in the past, I don't know how many years, that we ever said, you know what we need to do? We need to get a camera. We need to be online. And nobody thought that until it became a necessity and it became a mission field that God opened up for us. So we have people who watch who have never been to our church, who've never walked in these doors. It's an amazing thing. And we want to see that continue. There were ups and downs. There were things that were great. There were things that it was troubling because they got canceled. And especially as I'm going through pictures this week going, man, there's no pictures from camp. There's no pictures. And again, it would just be nice just to dwell on that and go, oh my goodness. But God did some amazing things in spite of the things that didn't happen and the things that we wanted maybe to happen. And it's good to look forward and say, what does God have in store for us? So moving forward, I don't like the word moving on. I think I've told you that before. I like the phrase moving forward. What does God want to do in our midst, in our church, moving forward? I think that's a huge question that we have to be ready to answer and to talk about. So we picked a verse individually. Some of you did that. I hope you did. Here's our verse as a church. Okay? This is from Isaiah chapter 43. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? Okay? I know there's this longing to go back and just go back to what we always used to do. There's this longing in all of us to get back to something we would like to call normal. And just to go back. And can we just forget this and go back? And church can be church the way it was previous to March of 2020. Can we just go back? And there's that temptation. And the temptation is to go into this year and go, okay, how do we get everything back? How do we do everything we used to do? How do we get all that stuff going again? And there's this tendency to walk into this new year and just think about that God must work the way God has always worked, and we want God to do what he did before and continue to do that. So in Isaiah, okay, this passage is incredible because it's all about God going to deliver his people. But he's going to deliver his people like they have never seen before, and he was afraid they were going to miss it. And so Isaiah is reminding them of that. And you know what we find out in the book of John? They missed it. And you can find this throughout the whole Gospels. They missed it. Why? Well, the Red Sea wasn't parted, okay? There weren't all these plagues. There wasn't. You can go back to all those stories of the Old Testament. None of those happened. Jesus comes, and he lays down his life as a sacrifice for all. And they missed it. And I can't help but think, I don't want to miss what God might do this year. Because I'm just saying, God, can't we just go back to what we did before? Can't we just go back to what we did before? Can't we just go back and do those things that we did before? And go back to those activities and go back to those programs and go back to all that stuff. Can't we just go back? And so I need this in front of me. I am about to do something new. It's already begun. Do you not see it? That's a big question. Am I missing what God wants to do new because I'm just begging God to go back to what he did before? So here's what I want you to know. We are always tempted to go back when Jesus invited us to move forward. This is true in all sorts of areas. We are just tempted to go back. Why? Because normal's comfortable, right? It's comfortable. It's familiar, and we all know it. We all know what it looks like. We all know what it's about. We all know what it was. We all knew how much work it meant and how much we had to do and where we had to come through and what funds we had to raise in order to do it. It's comfortable. It's known. The new is kind of scary sometimes because we don't know it. And we're not sure what's next. And we don't know what it's going to involve in us as far as a commitment. But I'm telling you, the temptation is going to be to go back. And I believe Jesus wants us to move forward to do the things that he has called us to do. Okay, so now let's look forward for a moment. Now, one of the things I had to stay away from, and maybe you've done that as you've kind of looked forward to this year too, is a lot of specifics. Like, I know exactly we're going to do that. No, I didn't, you know. If last year taught me anything, it was at some point, if you try to control everything, it's all going to be out of your control and you're not going to know what to do, okay? That's what's going to happen. That's my temptation, okay? To go in and control everything, and here's what we're going to do. And so I had to take a lot of broad strokes to talk about this new year because I'm still not sure of everything. But I do know that God wants to do something new. And I do know that God wants to work. And I do know that we have a mission to lead people in a growing relationship with Christ. And I do know that there are lots of people who are nuns, duns, and undones in our own community that we can find a way to reach. So, 2021, okay? The first thing is the completion of our time to thrive. So, when we stood up here in October of 2019, looking into 2020 and said we wanted everybody to begin. Some of you were great. Some of you started early, okay? So when we started that, because I had to go back and say, where was the number? When we started that, our number, as far as debt on our building, was $37,762. It is currently at, because I called the bank the other day and I said, I want the most up-to-date number you can give me. It is currently at $14,395. That's amazing. And this is simply because so many of you, and we had incredible participation this year. It's not like somebody just wrote us a $10,000 check, right? Or anything like that. It's that all of you were consistent in giving a simple amount. And when that simple amount came together with everybody doing it, it had huge benefits. Now, we pretty much know that if we would do nothing moving forward other than making our payments, that come the end of 2021, this will be paid off. But we don't want to do that. We want to get this paid off sooner. Because the sooner we pay this off, the more we free that money up for ministry, for the things that God wants to do new, for the things that God wants to do in our midst that we can actually be prepared to do. So here's what I'm asking. If you've been doing that on a consistent basis, remember we asked you for $20 a month, and we said that would have a huge impact. And I know, looking at it, was like, really? $20 a month? We have $37,000 in debt. Really? Is that going to make much? It does when everybody works together. It does when everybody works together. I hope, if nothing else, this has reminded us that I don't have to have everything. I just have to do my part. And when I do my part, God takes that, and when we all do that together, it has a huge impact. Okay, we did this because many of you decided, I'm just going to do my part. I have no idea how this $20 is going to do anything, but okay, we'll see what happens. And it had huge, huge ramifications for us as a church. Made a huge difference. And what you gave was multiplied even more because of the way it works. So help us to do that. If you've been doing that, keep doing that. Because it's going to make a huge difference, and we're going to get this paid down, and we're going to get this thing finished, and it's going to be off, and it's going to be great, and we're going to celebrate when that happens. So help us to finish that, and to finish that well. Part two. A couple months ago, we talked about Time to Thrive 2. What does that look like? And it looks like this, discipling and developing leaders. So this morning when you leave, I'm going to hand you a sheet. Okay, and if you're listening to this, you can go to our Facebook page, our Thrive group page. It's going to go out by email. Dave called me up the other night and said, can we do a question and answer sheet so that people who have questions about this can get those answered? So I'm going to hand you one of those this morning as you're leaving. It's a Q&A sheet. Who should come? Should I be involved? Questions that you might have concerning this, okay? Because this is going to start with an informational meeting. Just because you come to the meeting, it doesn't mean you are hooked, okay? That we tag you and you're it and you've got to do this the whole year, okay? It means you're interested. You're interested and you want some more information, okay? Totally informational meeting, no strings attached. Come and hear what this is about. If you're currently leading in the church, you ought to make this a priority. You really should. This group that we're trying to start to help do what we need it to do the most, and that is to disciple and develop leaders. Why? Because, as I said, everything rises and falls on leadership. Okay? And this is not just for the benefit of the church. I hope you get that. That you becoming a better leader not only helps this church, it helps your family, it helps your home life, it helps your workplace, okay? It helps all of that because it flows into all of that. This isn't just, we need more leaders as a church. And no, because I think this is going to affect every part of your life. It's not just we need better leaders in the church. We need better leaders in our homes. We need better leaders in our workplaces. We need people who are going to be godly leaders in those places, in all sorts of places. And that's what we are hoping for, that this is going to do that. Let me tell you, just because, whether you want to be in what I'll call formal leadership, okay, as far as having a role in the church, or being an elder one day. That's not the only reason to come to this. Okay, this is for leadership in lots of different areas. So I hope you'll consider this. This is what God is leading you to. You want to be a better leader at home, at work, then this group is designed to help you to do that. That's what it's all about. And as a side effect, what we're hoping for is what? That we have leaders as a church to be able to do the things that we need to do. So I will hand you one of those sheets when you leave this morning so that you have that. And if your questions aren't answered on that, then I'm going to, call me, call Dave, okay? Call one of us and we can answer your questions. The next thing is to focus on connection and engagement. Now, this was where it would be tempting to put all sorts of programs and all this stuff we're going to try, and I don't know. I don't know what the future looks like. But I know that we can focus on connection and engagement. Now, what do I mean by that? Whether you're in person or you're watching online, we want you to connect. We want you to connect. We want you to get connected with somebody. We don't want you just to watch something on TV like you would your latest show that you're binge watching. Oh, well, I watched church today. That's good enough. We actually want you to connect with somebody else. Connect with each other. Acts 2 is so clear that part of what happened in the early church was this connection, okay? That they, and by the way, they committed themselves to it. So they committed themselves to the apostles' teaching, okay? They didn't have scriptures, we would think about it. They had the Old Testament. New Testament's being written as they're meeting, basically. So they've got to commit themselves to these apostles who were with Jesus to teach them the truth and to help them know what they should do, okay? And then it says right after that, they committed themselves to the fellowship. They committed themselves to be connected to one another and to do life together. That it wasn't something just to walk in the door of a building or to watch online and, okay, well, I did that. It actually means to connect with somebody else, to get connected. So that we are not doing life alone, so that when we need prayer, we have a place for prayer. We have a place to share about needs. We have a place to say, hey, I'm moving. Anybody can help me, okay? And instead of you doing that alone, instead of you getting your work buddies, where's your church in that? This is a shift I hope we make this year to really church as family and that I connect with those people. And it doesn't matter that if I don't walk into the building, that doesn't matter. It matters is I find a place to connect and call home and have a family of God. That is so important. The early church committed themselves to it. Okay? We just don't want you to attend or watch. We also want you to engage. Okay? To engage. Just because you watch, I don't know, pick your favorite medical drama, okay? ER back in the day, The Resident right now, okay? Just because you watch that doesn't mean you're a doctor. I know it means you can diagnose yourself, right? Because you have everything they talk about on there, okay? But it doesn't do that for you. Just as just sitting and watching a service, walking in a door and sitting in a seat does not automatically make you a Christian or lead you in a growing relationship with Christ. It's a starting point. It wasn't meant to be the end. It was meant to be the start. And then I engage. I engage in what? I engage in things like spiritual disciplines, where I read scripture, where I pray, where I do those things, those spiritual disciplines. I engage with other people. I find ways to actually get involved and to serve because that makes a difference. I have these gifts that God has given to me. And how do I use these gifts? All of that is engagement. And one of the things I wonder that got hurt the most in the last 9 months is if we lost engagement. If we just lost that. Because, well, if I can't go to the building, then I just watch online. But is that leading me to do anything with this thing called faith? Am I reading scripture on a daily basis? Am I praying? Am I telling others about Christ? Am I doing those things? Am I using my gifts for the betterment of the church and for what the church's mission is all about? That is all about engagement. And I'm actually going to do something with this thing called faith. We are also going to continue our new mission fields. Now, what does that mean? That means we're going to look for ways, okay, to invest in online church. And this morning was one of those fun Sundays where things are working great and then they just stop working. We have no idea why they stopped working, but we've been trying to get better and make it better for those who are watching and who are engaged, okay? That is one of the reasons I'm hoping and praying that together this year we get that debt paid off, because that's going to free up resources to be able to invest in online church. Listen, we had to buy a lot of equipment this year. We did that because of your generosity, okay? We did that because of your generosity, because some of you wrote in checks and said, use this for what you need. And we did that. And that was a huge blessing. Some of you took your stimulus money, you tied that, and you took that and you said, invest that in what you need. And that, again, a huge, huge blessing, because it allowed us to do the things that we needed to do in order to get things going and started. And we want to continue to improve. We want to continue to improve. We want to continue to make it better so that those who aren't here and those who are online and engaging there have a good product they can hear and see and ultimately engage with. This means, by the way, the ministry parts. This means that we need people to be willing to be in the sound booth. We need people who are willing to, for right now, open up YouTube and engage with those who would be on that platform. That's the one platform that we are going to, that would go on there and chat with people, because people are on there chatting, right? Some of you, because you were home and you were quarantined or you were sick and you couldn't be here, you were on and you were chatting, okay? Before we were able to come back in person, a lot of people were on and chatting. And that's a way to connect with people, okay? Now, I would love to be able to do that, but that's a little hard. I mean, I guess we have a computer back here. I have no idea what I type, right? But we need you to help us to do that, okay? That's all a part of this online church and ministry that happens and this mission field that it got opened up for us. And then support the Heal House. I don't know what all that looks like. I do know I'm so grateful that Karen has volunteered and she is there on a weekly basis and she helps us to know the things that are going on and the ways that we can help. It was absolutely an act of God that we got involved and was able to get a room, because when that all went down, rooms were taken so fast that we were just, again, just thrilled we were able to do that. And again, your generosity came into play, because there was you know, money to do the room, and then there was all the stuff that had to go into the room, and you guys gave and were generous, and that helped us so much do that. Now, I have no idea what that looks like, but we want to support that ministry and see it going and look for opportunities again to serve. And then this, because I don't know how else to put this in a very general way. We need to be ready and watching for new opportunities. We need to be ready and watching for new opportunities. If God is up to something new, then the question is, do you see it? Do you see? Do we see what God is up to? Do we see what God is doing? And are we willing to join with him in what he is doing? And the simplest way to put that is, we got to be ready and we got to be watching for those opportunities that are going to come up for us to, again, do what? Reach people who are what? The nuns, the duns, and the undones. And to help people and lead people into a growing relationship with Christ. It's very easy to see new opportunities when you know that's what you're looking for. Okay? When you know that's what you're looking for. We know what we're looking for. And so we just want to keep open eyes. And my eyes aren't everywhere. And I need your help doing this. What are opportunities that you are hearing about in our town, in our community, that does just that. Serves people with the nuns, the duns, or the unduns. That is there to help lead people in a growing relationship with Christ. Where are you seeing those, and where might be an opportunity for us to partner? So I'm going to need your help. Keep your eyes open, ears open. Let us know when you hear about new opportunities that are happening and that are taking place. Okay, so here's my general statements. Let's be ready for the new thing God is doing instead of hoping for a return to the past. Because I say this for my benefit first and foremost, because that's what I'm tempted to do. Okay, that's what I'm tempted to do. Can't we just go back and do everything before? I knew how to do that. I knew how many hours that took of me. Now I'm figuring out why soundboards won't hook to computers, and what am I doing, and why am I watching all these YouTube videos about this music stuff and this online stuff? And man, it would just have been much easier not to do any of that. Okay, so it's much easier. It's familiar, and we'd all like to go back. But what if we decided to look and be ready for the new thing that God is doing? And be ready for that. And be ready to serve in that capacity. It doesn't mean the things that we used to do won't happen or won't ever come back. They might look different. They might look new. They might be different experiences. We just need to be ready for the new thing that God is doing instead of just sitting around hoping and praying that things go back to the way they were in 2019. Let's look forward and see what God has in store for us. So as we wrap up this morning, pray. I asked Cheyenne for a favor this morning. She's been doing this song for the last few months now, I think it's been, Build Your Kingdom Here. And I love that song. And I thought, what a better way to end this morning than just a reminder for all of us. That's part of the Lord's Prayer, you know? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is all the time happening in heaven, but it doesn't happen here because we're forcing our will so often to take place. That we would just sing together this morning as we wrap up this whole notion of, Jesus, we want you to build your kingdom here. And we want to partner with you and join with you in what you want to do. So let's pray together. Then I'm going to invite you to stand and we're going to sing out this anthem this morning. Father, it has been quite a year we have just left. Frustrating, most of the time, confusing. We as a church look back and go, my goodness. The word, Father, we just use is, you are faithful in the midst of everything. You opened up new opportunities for us, new mission fields that we never saw coming or never thought about being involved in. But you didn't stop being God because things got difficult, because a pandemic showed up. In fact, you did some incredible things in the midst of it. And Father, you know what our temptation is. Our temptation is to go back. To go back to the way things were. Go back to all the things we used to do. To go back. But I so believe this year you want to do something new. And Father, you might take old things and make them new and make them different and make them alive in a different way and make them look a difference. We just know you're up to something new and we don't want to miss it because we're too busy looking back and longing for the good old days when the great days are ahead, the things that you are doing brand new. So lead us, direct us, and guide us into that. I pray for the leadership group as we have our informational meeting next week, that Father, you would stir the hearts of your people to be involved and come and be a part of that. Father, that you would work, that you would move, that you would continue to open brand new mission fields, that we would be ready for what you're about to do. We ask your help to finish the race of our mortgage debt and complete that as soon as possible to free up and give us more resources to do what you have called us to do and these new opportunities ahead of us. And Father, as we stand now and proclaim this message, we want you to build your kingdom here. We want your kingdom to be alive here, and we want your will to be done as it is in heaven. So help us to partner with you and look forward to what you will do this year. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.